More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
San Francisco's iconic Golden Gate Bridge has started singing.
Singing.
Apparently when the wind blows on a newly installed bit of bike path that they've put on it, this hum or howl or scream, as some people are calling it, now rings out K's and K's away. Imagine how annoying this would be.
Goodness.
That's from across the bay. Somebody with their phone recording it from across the bay.
Well, that would be awful.
Yeah.
That would drive you insane if you could hear that all day.
Can you imagine if any traffic bridge not only lit up but also made a noise like that, like the sound of 1,000 anguished souls demanding their money back from a wheel clamping company? That's what that reminds me.
Oh, okay. You got all of that. They're really speaking to you, aren't they?
They really are. Obviously, some good news happening with our Italian friends. They're starting to emerge from the battering that they copped with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Clearly, if this story is any indication, things are starting to get better anyway. Apparently, visitors to a food-based theme park in Italy, and of course, if ever there was going to be a place in the world where they would have like a world, like it's a food fair, like it's an
God, love it.
It's an agri-food fair. So I guess it sort of talks about agriculture, but also as enormous public display kitchens and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, visitors there were encouraged to get involved in a Guinness World Record to create the largest sheet of handmade pasta by non-professionals.
Wow.
The Fico Food Park in Bologna got the public involved over the weekend, created a sheet using 160 eggs and 35 pounds of flour. I didn't do the calculations on that, but it's roughly half as many kilos. It's still like 15 kilos or more of flour. It's a lot going on there. To create a record-sized sheet measuring 262 feet, which is still quite a bit. That's more than 100 metres long, that's for sure.
Does someone eat it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. They didn't actually pull that in there, but according to reports, it would be enough, you'd think, to feed an average-sized Italian wedding party.
Yeah.
So I'd hope
half of them at least.
Yeah, that's right.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
So June is CMV Awareness Month. What is
CMV?
CMV, you ask? I can tell.
Even though I was about to,
even
but
though
you
didn't phrase it as a question, I could tell that was what you're asking with your tone. CMV is cytomegalovirus.
Right.
Which, I've got to say, sounds a little bit like a dinosaur, but it's not.
It does.
It's a pretty common virus that infects people of all ages and is usually harmless, but with babies, the impact can be pretty harsh.
Yeah.
And is the cause of all sorts of developmental disabilities. So, it's one of the leading causes of, I believe, deafness in pups.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. One to be aware of, one to look into a little more about, particularly this month, CMV Awareness Month. Heads up for the weekend, Sunday's World Blood Donor Awareness Day.
Okay.
So, I mean, if there were, you know, was ever a time you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday's officially the day to do it.
And they're definitely in need at the moment.
That's right. And did you know that today has a cocktail attached to it?
Does it?
It does.
Well.
I don't know why today is, but today is...
Doesn't every day?
Well... This one's an official world recognised one, apparently. It's International Dark and Stormy Day.
Dark and Stormy? What's in a dark and stormy?
Well, that's rum and ginger beer. It's quite tasty.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's quite sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a drink fit for the high seas, if ever there was one. It's very piratey.
It is.
Yeah. So there
so
you go.
If you're feeling piratey, get a dark and stormy in ya.
With an eye patch, maybe.
Okay, if you want.
Maybe go buy a parrot today.
Not well, recommended.
It's up to you. Look, you know, pirate parrots aren't just for a, you know,
pirate parrots.
Dark and stormy day. They're for life. Just remember.
They are.
That.
It's time for Nikki and Demello's game of the day. Today's game is the Power Minute.
And we've got Caitlin from South Yonder up here this morning. Caitlin, how you doing?
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, good, thanks.
All right. Now, your son dobbed you in. He basically rang up wanting to have a go at this and then kind of left you sitting in the hot seat. There you go.
Yep.
Well, you'll either have him to thank or actually either way you'll have him to thank because just for participating this morning, you've got yourself an inflatable world pass.
That's right. So I'm sure he'll make the most of that. And if not... Yep. If you don't get that, that means you've won $1,000. So good luck either way.
Either way, you can thank him.
So we've got 10 questions.
Cool.
We got a minute. Okay. If you don't know, then just have
say
a
pass.
Go or say pass and we'll come back to it, okay? All right.
Okay.
And let me find the timer. Got it here. We'll start the timer at the end of this first question. Best of luck. Here we go.
What is Lake Navarino also known as?
Pass.
Which network screens the Australian MasterChef series?
10.
Which cricketer received an Officer of the Order of Australia in this week's Queen's Birthday Honours?
Pass.
Name a country that features the Southern Cross in their national flag.
Australia.
George who was the man whose recent death sparked America's latest race riots?
Floyd.
What is the closest city to WA town of Dongra?
Pass.
Tandoori is part of which nation's cuisine?
Indian.
Which Nestle chocolate variety is looking for someone to play their mascot?
Pass.
What type of animal is a raven?
A bird.
Spell Ravenswood.
Ravenswood.
All right, I'll give you that one. You were answering as the time ran out. One, two.
We'll let you in there. So you made it through all 10 questions.
That's a good start.
Congratulations.
Now, a few passes in there. Lake Navarino is also known as Waroona Dam.
There you go.
It turns out.
Fun fact.
You were right with 10. Screen Woo-hoo. Australia's MasterChef. The Order of Australia went to which cricketer? Michael Clarke. You got the Southern Cross correct, of course. Australia and New Zealand, a few others, Brazil, Samoa, Papua New Guinea also have the Southern
Cross.
Well
done. Of course, George Floyd is the man who's you named correctly. Well done.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Closest city to WA's town of Dongara is Geraldton, as it turns out.
Tandoori is a part of Indian cuisine. Well done. The Nestle chocolate variety looking for someone to play their mascot is the Milky Bar. Looking for a Milky Bar kid.
Milky Bar kids. Raven is a type of bird.
Yes.
You spelt Ravenswood correctly.
Well done.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right. So it's not a bad effort.
Pretty good. 6 out of 10. And you've also got an inflatable world pass. So it's win-win.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for playing.
Cool. Thank you.
Easy done. You're welcome. We'll try it again. $1,000 on the line. Thanks to Ceramico Tiles and Bathrooms in Rockingham with the Power Minute tomorrow. And we have just been blown away. Mind blown. We've got leaks from the James Bond movie set.
Yes.
Direct from the set.
We have a source.
In our hands right here.
Our source says.
No Time to Die is the next James Bond flick that, of course, has been delayed because of all of the dramas around the world and stuff.
Should be out October, I believe.
That's the plan.
Or is it next year?
Apparently James Bond's going to be a dad. He's going to have a 5-year-old daughter.
I cannot believe that.
What? First Bond was going to be a lady and now he's going to be a dad.
I mean, it could still all happen. It's going to be out in November, by the way, 12th of November.
They really are throwing everything into this, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kind of revitalising the James Bond franchise,
yeah.
I don't know if this will be it. I guess we can all wait and see.
We'll have to wait until November. I'm pretty excited to see it, though.
Are we going to watch Bond get old? Are we going to have him going around town in a gopher? Is that where this is going to go?
Well, no, he's
given up.
Are we
going to see the whole family cycle?
This is the last Daniel Craig.
Yeah, yeah, but there'll be another Bond, won't there?
But he'll be young. Or it'll be a chick. It'll be a young chick. Somebody young. His daughter, maybe. She'll be the next.
Very confused.
The 5-year-old daughter might be the next 007.
Flash forward. Well, could be. I don't know.
A child secret agent.
Not sure what I think about any of this, but we'll try and update you with more in entertainment news tomorrow if it comes to hand.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And as Hollywood looks like it's cranking back up again, Nicky Parkinson is there.
Thank you.
Not literally, obviously.
I can just hear you. Okay. Yeah. Sesame Street has aired a special edition of the show with Elmo and friends learning from Elmo's dad about racism and the current protests in the US.
People are upset because racism is a huge problem in our country.
Racism? What's that?
Oh, racism is when people treat other people unfairly because of the way they look or the color of their skin.
Elmo doesn't understand, Daddy. Elmo has friends with different types of skin. Oh, and fur, too. Black, brown, pink, purple.
I know, Elmo, but not all streets are like Sesame Street.
Ain't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Sadly.
Now, Elton John is helping out his ex-fiancée with her medical bills. Linda Hannon and Elton John were engaged back in 1970 when he was just 23 years old.
Wow.
She recently reached out to him for support with a knee replacement, and he has reportedly helped her out with those medical bills. Sources saying he remembers how good she was to him and Bernie 50 years ago when they needed the support. So... there you go.
Oh, that's nice.
Helping out an ex. Good on him. New streaming service HBO Max has ordered over 1,000 minutes of new Looney Tunes cartoons.
Hey.
With one exception.
Right.
There will be no guns. The new episodes will reportedly reflect the cartoon's early glory days, with one notable exception. Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam will be without guns. Animators are said to be sticking to cartoony violence like dynamite, anvils and booby traps. So that's all fine, kids. Bombs away.
So, right, okay. We don't want to send the wrong impression, but dynamite's cool, kids. Is that what we're saying?
Dynamite's all good.
So I guess will he say this ever again?
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
With dynamite, yes.
With dynamite, okay, right, fair enough, obviously.
And a list has been released of celebs who forked out the big bucks to ensure their most valuable body parts. Now, Dolly Parton's boobies are insured for $870,000. That's $435,000 per boob.
Each, right.
Mariah Carey's legs, $63 million each.
Mariah's legs?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's also got a 16-foot statue of them at New York's Radio City Music Hall, apparently. Anyway, Kylie Minogue's bum is valued at $5 million. Riri's legs, they're insured for $1.8 million. Miley's tongue, also $1.8 million.
Oh, yes.
This one's quite disturbing. Tom Jones's hairy chest. That's right. Tom Jones's hairy chest is insured for $10 million.
Really?
$10 million for that hair. Wow. Julia Roberts, her smile, $36 million. I mean, understandable.
Sure.
Madonna's boobs, they're $1.8 million. And Cristiano Ronaldo's legs, I mean, they've made him a billionaire, literally. So it's not surprising he has them insured for $207 million.
His legs, I understand.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey?
She's won awards.
For her legs?
Her and Riri have won an Gillette legs of celeb legs of the year. I didn't even know that was an award, but
no,
there you go.
I'm learning so much today.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.